This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
The Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. You want to be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed, right? You get informed, it's a way for you to understand. It's a way for you to have real information to understand. That's what really hurts us a lot of times. Is not really understanding the bits and pieces, the facts, if you would, so you can actually take a legal stand or take a stand as a whole. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just, I usually don't do this, but I'll do it now. Right? Why not? Devin from Minnesota. You want to talk about the vaccine?
Is that me?
Devin?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My name is not Devin, it's Duff.
Oh.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I was listening, first time caller, saw your show on the Twitch channel, and I listened to what you just said about getting information. So, in front of me, I Googled the Mayo Clinic. I've got the New England Journal of Medicine here. I've got the Washington State Department of Health as well. I've got Yale Medicine. I've got the Institute of Health Metrics and Assessment and Evaluation. And I researched into what they're saying about the COVID pandemic, and efficacy rates of the three vaccines that are now available. They're all doing pretty well. The Pfizer and the other one has between 94 and 95% efficacy. The Johnson & Johnson took a hit because of the blood clots, which was, chances came down to 1 in 1,000,000 for getting a blood clot from that, and the efficacy rate for that is 76%, which is well, well above norm.
1 in 1,000,000? Okay.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, but based on stories that we've done here, even from USA Today, I don't know how you get 1 in 1,000,000. So that means if they gave out, if for every million they gave out, they only had one blood clot, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, again, listening to the numbers here, listening to how Fauci changes his mind every other week, all right, and you're telling me that...
I'm not talking about Fauci. I'm talking about the data.
From right.
And I've got six sources here.
Okay.
They're all, I mean, do you distrust any of the sources that I mentioned?
I do. I'm sorry, I trust.
Why?
When you're sitting here and telling, not you, but the generic you and the medical
right.
world is sitting here telling us that we had, 31 deaths last year from the common flu, do you believe that? Do you actually believe only 31 people died last year when the year before, 2 years before that, 120,000 people died from the common flu? You going to tell me you believe
well,
that 31
actually,
number?
The number is roughly 35 million contract influenza every year. About 65,000 die.
Are you All right, that's a generalization, and I already did that show once before.
No,
and if you listen for any, if you've listened for any bit of time, don't make me shut you off. I let you talk. All right. If you've listened for any length of time, I don't just sit here with all this stuff open. So when you call with a particular issue, I've got to go back and look. But I've already done these numbers. And it was not 35,000 a year contracted influenza. Go back and do your homework over the last 10 years.
No.
We were heading, in 2019, we were heading for a death toll of about 120,000 people dying from the seasonal flu and or variations of. And all of a sudden it went away. But let's go back to the simple question I asked you. Do you actually believe that, I'll put it to you, I'll make it real simple for you. Under 100 people died from the regular seasonal flu last year. Do you actually believe that? Simple question.
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
All right. Then we can't have a conversation. Because that's ridiculous.
So if you ask
you're
me
telling
why,
me like, that you're telling me that the wait a minute, you're telling me that since we got COVID, okay, COVID somehow has released some kind of effective relief for the seasonal flu.
Can I answer? I mean, you
yeah,
might not like
I mean,
it, but, are you gonna,
but
you
I want you to answer. I want you to really answer.
Like but are you going to disconnect me if you don't like it?
No, I want to hear a real answer though.
All right, I'll answer. 2 years ago, okay, first of all, let me just pull off a stat here. CDC estimates that influenza has resulted between 9 to 45 million illnesses, between 140 and 810,000 hospitalizations, between 12,000 and 61 deaths annually since 2010.
61 deaths?
Hold on a second. CDC estimates influenza has resulted in between 9 to 45 million illnesses, between 140 to 810,000 hospitalizations, and between 12,000 and 61 deaths annually since 2010. Do you think that they're making that up?
You've Googled that and you're reading that right off the first thing that
pops
up on Google.
Exactly. I'm going right to the source. Is that wrong?
What? Oh, Google. Because Google's always been right on. Google's never done anything to skew numbers in people. No, I'm just asking you. How can you say that Google is the place to go?
I'm not at Google. I'm at the CDC.
Okay. So I went over to the numbers of influenza at Statista.com. Okay. Number of influenza. It's called Statista.com.
Okay.
The number of influenza deaths in the United States from 2010 to 2020, I don't see them down at the low numbers.
So
you can put the numbers together if you want to. You're looking at 17 and 18. We're looking at 61,000 people in 1 year that died. All right? We virtually have no... We got to go for commercial. You can call back later. I've got a guest coming up in the next hour. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live, Duggal Farm.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Truth. We are back. This is the Real Side of Weekend Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation so you can be part of the solution. Now, guys, you know that I have a special irritation, if you would, and we had this discussion last night, for parents that are not parenting. And, I as a school board member, I get phone calls from parents on a fairly regular basis. They don't know what to do with their kid. The kid's doing this, the kid's doing that, and what have you. And you start talking to them about what's been going on in the home, what's been happening. Now, I'm not the expert, but there's some basic questions I know to ask before I go into a direction with something. And they all start off the same way. Basically, this young man or young woman has been allowed to bury themselves in video games, bury themselves on watching videos, feeding their brain 24/7. And not only that, the parents are thinking, you know, I smell weed once in a while, but it's not a big deal. I did weed when I was in high school. I turned out okay. Well, you know, it's about time you parents start to get informed and you start to engage. Because I'm going to tell you what, you're not helping your children. Based on what I'm seeing, you're not helping your children. But you know what? I've got somebody who sees this, deals with this. We've had him on the show before and in the past. Kerry Quashin joins me as he does on a fairly regular basis. I love having him on with me. You know, he understands, he knows what's going on. He's the founder of Action Drug Rehab. And, you know, Kerry, you've been working with these kids. You've been working in this industry for decades. I don't want to give away your age, but it is decades.
Yeah, let's not give up my age. If I told you how long I will.
We could guess, couldn't we?
Almost 40 years, Joe.
Wow. Yeah, but you know, I've known you, I've been involved with you for, I think, 15 plus years, and, you know, I got to tell you, I appreciate what you do. I appreciate how fast you move when I call to get some help, to get something done. And people don't realize that you can't, sometimes you can't just hug and love a kid out of his dilemma. You got to have the professionals in there to help you. So I appreciate you being with us tonight. And now we've got all these kids here in California getting ready to go back to school. You know, they've been dealing with not being at school, being told they're going to go back and then not go back. And we're seeing a rise in drug use and in what I call dope, being a dope, you know, dope use and that kind of thing. So what do you see? Just give me an overall view and we'll go from there.
It's been insane. Now, we're in the midst of a pandemic, and before this pandemic, we were in the midst of another pandemic, which I actually call bigger than the one we're in now. If you remember, a year plus ago, anytime you turned on the TV or even listened to the news and the radio, they were talking about the opioid explosion and all
right.
that stuff. And then all of a sudden, the pandemic came, and everybody kind of forgot about that. It put it on the back shelf. Well, guess what? It didn't go away. It's just gotten worse. And when they did this isolation and putting everybody on restrictions in the homes, you know what they didn't think of, Joe? They didn't think of the mentally ill. They didn't think of the people that were having anxiety and the alcoholics and the drug users. Because all that did was made it a ton worse.
Yeah.
And then you look at, and you said something that was really, I want to just comment on. You said parents need to engage, get involved. Before the pandemic, I'm not going to say during the pandemic because it's changed a little, but before the pandemic, the average parent of a teenager spent between 2 and 10 minutes talking to their kids a day. It was kind of one of those, how's your day? It was okay. How was school? It was good. Do you have any homework? I've already done it. Are you hungry? I ate. And then, just like you said, they would go from that conversation to their room. And what would they do in their room?
Oh, we know.
They're on their phones, they're either playing video games, or playing video games and speaking to their friends, or playing video games, speaking to their friends, and smoking weed. So the family had been, in the last few years, majorly breaking down. Then you got all the Facebook and the Snapchat and all that other stuff where these kids are with their friends, I'm not kidding, 16 plus hours a day.
Yeah.
So parents have these kids, 2 to 10 minutes? So the kids are in, what's the last thing a 15-year-old does, or a 13-year-old, or a 14-year-old do before they go to sleep? Last thing they do.
Probably sign off of Facebook or sign off some kind of social platform.
Exactly. They sign off social platforms where they're, if they're not physically with their friends, they are physically with them over the Internet. So they're looking at them, they're saying goodnight to them. Most of the kids, when they wake up in the morning, what's the first thing they do?
Probably the same thing. Say, hey, what you doing?
Check their social media.
Yep.
Check their social media. Exactly. So these kids today are connected to who? Not their parents. How do you connect with somebody when you're spending 2 to 10 minutes with them, even if you're living in the same house? If they're spending 16 plus hours now a day with their friends, either in person or on the Internet. So their friends now, the influence of their friends becomes a lot stronger than the influence of their parents. They want to please their friends more than they want to please their parents. So it's really change the dynamics of kids growing up in this time of where we're at.
They're looking for affirmation from their friends and such when they start the day off. You know, we used to start the day off what? You go down to the kitchen table, or you argue with your brother or sister, but you go down to the kitchen table, you're sitting there with family for a few minutes while you're rushing off to school. You kind of get a family injection before you go. They're not.
Right.
They're getting a friend injection before they leave the house, right?
Exactly. I mean, if you think about it, we live in California, the divorce capital of the world anyways. So if there's even a mom and dad living together, they're most of them both at work. You know, it's not like it used to be mom with milk and cookies. It's different these days.
Yeah.
So you got little Johnny. I mean, he wakes up to his friends. He goes to sleep with his friends. He goes to school with his friends. He comes home to his friends. So it's changed everything. Now, I will say the pandemic has caused families, and this is good and bad, to spend a lot more time together than ever before. So the good is they're spending a lot more time than ever before. The bad is they're spending a lot more time than ever before. So anxiety is high. People are, you know, at each other. The tempers are going crazy. People are bored. They're tired. They're scared with all this stuff. So, I mean, kids are, I mean, they're struggling right now. And divorce is high. Domestic violence is high. Suicide is high. Alcohol is off the charts right now.
We're not hearing about that in the general news cycle, if you would. Okay?
No. They're calling me. I've been on all the major news stations in the last year three or four times. So, I mean, they're hitting us, but they're barely talking about it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Meanwhile,
you don't hear about it like you hear about so many other things. And, you know, these teens are suffering greatly. As a school board member, I get the calls. But again, you would never know that. I actually had another member tell me that it wasn't as bad as I was saying it was. Anyway, we got to go for a break. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States is calling for an expanded probe into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic after new reports that researchers at a Chinese lab were severely sickened about a month before the first cases of COVID were reported. White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt said Tuesday that a transparent investigation was needed something he said wasn't currently happening with China. Health Secretary Javier Becerra echoed those calls while speaking at a meeting of the World Health Organization.
Phase 2 of the COVID origin study must be launched with terms of reference that are transparent, science-based, and give international experts the independence to fully assess the source of the virus and the early days of the outbreak.
Those calls coming as the United States passed a vaccination milestone on Tuesday. The CDC says that half of the nation's adult population, more than 129 million people, have been fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Listen to Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, part of the solution. Look, a couple of calls. If you're calling in, stick with the topic. I mean, really, that simple. Just stick with the topic. Anyway, I'd be more than happy to get you on, more than happy to allow you to ask questions. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Right now, I am joined by Kerry Quashin, somebody I've known for many, many years. He's been working with kids and teens for many years to help them get out of some of the issues and the trouble that they're having. He's the founder of Action Drug Rehab. And listen, you've been doing this for, you said, I think I just looked something up, said you've been doing this almost 37 years, so I would imagine you're a tad bit of an expert here, but probably more so than some of these Facebook experts we have.
I know a little bit, that's for sure.
I'm sure you've been. Yeah. So, yeah. All right. We were talking about how the kids, you know, they're going to bed at night, they're checking out with their friends, they get up in the morning, the first thing they do is what? Check in with their friends. So their life is really on social media. It's really on that device in front of their face that can't be healthy.
No, there's nothing healthy about it. I mean, you know, when cell phones and social media popped up, there's a lot of benefits. But I don't know. Sometimes I think the negatives almost outweigh it because these, especially when it comes to adolescents, I don't know a child 12 years old and up that doesn't have a phone right now. I don't know of any, really. I mean, I'm sure they're out there. But let's say Google for a second. A kid could type in anything he or she wants in Google, and it'll pop up.
Yep.
Any kind of sexual anything. So these kids, I mean, I'm only saying this because I had a phone call right before I got on your show from a mom of a 14-year-old saying, guess what I found on my kid's device? And I know what it is, pornography. I used to get those phone calls. Guess what I found in my kid's bathroom? And I knew it was a Playboy magazine. But today, these kids at 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 are seeing things that no 10, 11, 12, 13, or 14-year-old should ever see. And trust me, if your kid has a phone, they're looking.
Not my kid, you know, Kerry. My kid's a good kid, you know. He doesn't give us any trouble. He doesn't backtalk mom or dad. He wouldn't be doing something like that.
A funny story. I was at a group about 2 years ago, and we kind of had a – it's almost the same conversation we're having now, and a mom was saying almost the same thing you just said. Not my kid. My kid doesn't have sex. My kid doesn't use drugs. And the parents were confronting her because the kid's got all these deals that look like she's doing all that stuff. So after the group ended, somebody left the phone there, and it was that parent's kid. And when you opened the phone, you know what a screensaver was?
No.
Her performing oral sex on another kid.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness. So giving the phone to the mother was an eye-opening, life-changing event for that mom. But so many parents just don't want to see it. And I think that's the biggest problem. They just, you know what, if I don't see it and I don't have to deal with it, it's not happening.
Oh, well, yeah. Let's get the old fantasy tickets at Disney, right? I mean, seriously. Kids get caught having sex in the bathrooms, and, you know, the first thing the parents go, no, my daughter wouldn't do something like that. Well, is this your daughter? Guess what?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
So, I mean, it's kind of like every parent wants to say, you know, if your kids are using drugs, not my kid. Kids are having sex, not my kid. Well, I'll tell you what, maybe not, but it's somebody's kid. Kids are out there making very bad choices today, and some of the reason is the disconnect. And I'm not blaming anybody right now, so I don't want anyone to think I'm pointing fingers, but it's the disconnect that families have and the connect that their friends have.
Oh, yeah. No question.
So, you know, all those corny, I'll just say one more thing, and then all those corny things we used to hear when we grew up, families that eat together, families that play together, families that pray together, those kids do well.
Yep.
The problem is most families don't do that anymore.
No. Because, the kid, you know, back in my day, when I was raising my kids, I can tell you how many parents thought we were whacked. My daughter had an issue at school, and I pulled her out of a softball game. She couldn't play softball. And they thought we were the meanest people in the world. You know, we ate dinner together at night. The rule was that and I would come into work. You know, I was busy. You were busy in those days, too. You got to make an effort to come home. You eat with the kids. You get them through their night, and then you go back to work if you need to. It didn't make me a genius or the best parent on the street, but you know, these kids didn't ask for you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you brought them into this world. You've got to take care of them. But let me ask you now. You know, you saw what was going down with the, you know, with COVID-19. People, you know, like you said, the kids stuck at home. The only touch or the only connection they had was through the phones for the longest time. So you're seeing these kids playing video games, being on those phones, which they don't need to be on 24/7. Drug use was up. I am fearful. I've been telling my people at my district, if we don't get ready for a real mental health issue tsunami, we're gonna get caught with, as they used to say in the old days, with our knickers down. Am I right?
100%. I was looking. We have a parent team group, and we used to have 60, 70 parents and more kids than that. There's a handful of people that's coming every week now because they're at home. Nobody's catching them for what they're doing. They're not having to be responsible. They're doing everything on the Internet. When school starts, the kids that go back to school that's been smoking too much dope, that's been on the Internet, that's whatever it is that they were doing, the struggle is going to be massive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think if we're not ready for what's going to happen with our children and in mental health in general, we're going to be caught with our tail between our legs for sure and go, oh, no, now what? So, yeah, you're 100%.
Let's go back to simplicity for a second, because whenever you and I do these shows together, I get just racked by people go, you know, you're a hypocrite. You smoked dope when you were in high school. We heard you talk about it. Well, they're right. I did. I smoked. I drank. I did all the things that all kids did in the 70s, right? It was all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I didn't say that any of it was right, but I did it.
Right.
But here's the difference. The weed that I was smoking back then would put you to sleep. All right, it didn't have the same effect that the weed of today. Am I exaggerating? I mean, we didn't have brain damage from the weed. We had brain damage because we did stupid things after we smoked the weed. But go ahead.
Of course. No, you're not exaggerating at all. I mean, some of the THC that these adolescents, let me remind you, they're adolescents, which means their brain isn't even developed yet for the next how many years to be. So some of the stuff that these guys are using in their vape pens and stuff for girls, it's almost 100% THC. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about used to be, what, 0.3? So it's not the same drug that it used to be. And then the other horrible thing right now is, tell me, besides pot, and I can introduce you to a whole bunch of people, adults and kids, that'll tell you they're emotionally and somewhat physically addicted to THC. Now, that's been an argument that people have been having forever, but I can introduce you to people that will tell you that. But tell me a drug out there today besides that one that's not physically and emotionally addictive. There isn't any. At all. Crystal meth, okay, maybe not physical, but when you come off of crystal meth, you're going to be crashing for days. You can have psychosis, suicidal thoughts. Some even looks like you have schizophrenia. Let's go with opiates. Pain meds. Pain meds are great if you have pain, but if you use them for any period of time, your body gets addicted to them. So, okay, so that's that. What about benzos? Anti-anxiety pills. Used in any period of time, they become physically addictive, which means, especially with those kind of pills, without medical attention, the detox can be almost deadly. So almost every drug these kids are faced with today are emotionally and physically addictive. They don't have a chance. You know, if these kids are starting to play with any kind of drug and they have an addictive personality, they're flat out screwed.
Yeah.
And right now I want parents and everyone to hear this really loud and clear. Any pills, and this is where adolescents are getting most of their drugs today, any pills bought on Snapchat or any of those social media platforms that kids are buying or adults are buying, chances are better than 50% they're not real, they're bootleg, and they're cut with fentanyl, and they can end up dead. It's worse than Russian roulette with two bullets.
Yeah, you know what? You need to hit that again, and I'm not trying to get you to stutter here, but people don't realize that their kids are getting this stuff. They're getting it online in a lot of cases. You don't know what you're getting. You don't know where the drugs are coming from. I mean, I've heard regular stuff. Well, you'll have to wait until the other side of the break. But I'll pause.
You got it.
We do commercials. We believe in capitalism here. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Kerry Quash joins you after the break. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
The Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of the solution. Okay, look, at the U.S. is looking to legalize dope across the country. What's the big whoop? It's just a little weed. We all did a little weed. But you know what? With everything the kids are going through today, and now they have these vape devices, which I've always been against, and not even for the reasons that Kerry's going to be when he comes out with me here. I always said the same thing. Your lungs were not designed, either be it by God or Mother Nature, whatever you believe, were not designed to take in a liquid. And technically, that's what vapor is. It's a liquid. All right? Get oxygen in there. That's what you need, because you need more oxygen to the brain. You don't need less oxygen to the brain. These days, we are doing so much damage to our young kids, whether it's being, you know, promiscuous with them, and when they're home, you've got them home with you, you allow them to do all kinds of things that even the school district wouldn't allow them to do. And then you don't think the drugs are a big deal. You don't think the weed is a big deal. You don't think anything's a big deal. Then you wonder why your child is in crisis. But I'm not the expert here. Kerry Quashin's the expert. He's the founder of Action Drug Rehab, and he joins me. And listen, Kerry, it's a great name, but it's not just drug rehab you do. You help these kids through so much more than just being addicted to drugs, don't you?
Of course. Even when when somebody comes into drug rehab, be it a kid or an adult, you're not teaching them how to not use drugs. Everybody knows how not to use drugs. You don't use them. It's just that simple. But what you then got to do is teach them how to live, how to deal with feelings and not want to get high, how to deal with feelings and not have a breakdown or a meltdown, how to deal with disappointment, how to deal with happiness. So these kids, I mean, they've been numbing themselves for so long. And then again, it's not just drugs, Joe. I mean, they've been numbing themselves with lots of different things. Social media, Snapchat, I mean, all video games, all that kinds of stuff. So I'm getting calls from parents that, you know, they're saying, what do I do? My kid's been playing video games this whole time COVID's been here. So there's so many different things. You actually said it earlier. I want to just kind of reiterate what you said. When things are all the way open again, these kids that's been playing video games for 12 hours a day, been sitting at home smoking pot, drinking whatever it is that they've been doing, they're going to really struggle going back to school and living the way it's supposed to be again. Everything's going to change again.
Yep.
And so if we're not ready for that, meaning school districts, families, the crisis are going to come hardcore.
Oh, so, hardcore and fast, don't you think?
I mean, here's the way it works with kids. Summertime, we get our senses in rehab, and senses in outpatients and groups go way down. School opens up within a month, we explode because the children that were out there in the summer doing their things now can't keep it together in school. So now you got kids that's been out of school for a year, you know,
that
buried on face. I mean, on the internet and smoking dope, and now they got to go back to school. Wait and see what happens and how fast it happens. So it's actually really a scary thought, isn't it?
Yeah, extremely. You know, I'm sitting here thinking how many calls that I got from parents who really didn't understand what was coming down the road, what they're going to have to be looking at here very shortly, right? I mean,
it's too bad.
It's just there. And again, I know you don't want to beat on the parents. I don't want to beat on the parents either. But some of the phone calls I get, I want to go, is this the first time you've realized your child is in school? Do you know what I mean? Seriously, it's like. You've always said they don't spend much time with their kids in as to what they're doing or what have you.
Can you imagine being a parent of a young child this last year?
No, not at all.
I mean, all day, I mean, these kids got to wake up at a certain time, get on the internet or on whatever and do school. And the only one that's there to monitor them is parents. So, again, the parents have been so enmeshed with their children, they're going to be lost when the kids go back to school. it's going to be a ripple effect all the way around. It's just that people are not going to know how to deal with all these new coming changes of reality.
Yeah. I know, I totally agree with you. My fear, again, is that as this starts to come down, parents aren't going to know. I mean, you and I have already interacted a few times in the last month about some kids that are in trouble.
Right.
And I've said to you, I don't even know what to do with them. I know these parents are going to be in a quandary going, well, what happened to sweet little Frankie that was here 20 minutes ago, right?
Well, if you think about the anxiety level in almost every house, I mean, you know, there has been nothing open for almost a year. That means no social anything. Kids can't go bowling. Parents can't go bowling. Kids couldn't go to a restaurant. Neither could parents. Movie theaters closed down. Bowling alleys closed down. Mm-hmm. What was left for them to do? So, you know, they're on the internet all day long. And I'll tell you, if I'm sitting on the internet for an hour, I get anxious and you know, jumpy.
Yeah.
So these people are on for hours and days. So, of course, everything's different, and people are just losing it. They're having meltdowns. I'm getting calls all the time from parents telling me the kids are melting down. They don't know who this person is. I'm also getting calls from kids saying my parents are melting down.
Well, they're melting down for several reasons. First, Johnny and Mary aren't the kids they thought they were.
Secondly, I can't believe they married the spouse that they're married to. I mean, they're actually forced to spend time together, right?
You're absolutely right, and people don't even know each other.
Oh,
and now they're having to learn who people are, and you know, a lot of times they don't like each other.
No,
so it's been
couples
crazy.
That have been married 12, 15, 20 years will say, I've never spent this much time with him or her. I didn't know they thought like this. I didn't know they were like this. So, really?
Yeah, and then you add alcohol, which is bloated or any kind of drug to the deal. And I mean, the craziness that goes on in houses right now is just,
I just can't imagine.
It's terrible.
So let me ask you a question. Now, we've been talking about all these bad things over. So your kid is, you know what's coming. Because a lot of kids are going back to school, depending on where they are in the country, August, September. They're going to get big back with their friends. Some of them are going to be full-time without masks, some full-time with masks and all this other stuff. What are we looking for? How do we get them ready, truly, honestly, ready to get back into this world again?
Well, I would definitely spend time talking about it. And sometimes parents say, well, my kid don't want to talk about it. Well, then tell them how you feel. You know, I'm having anxiety. I'm going back to work. I'm having anxiety. You're going to go back to school. I'm going to miss you. That kinds of stuff. Open the door for them to be able to talk. Because a lot of times parents, I hear it all the time, I can't talk to my kid. So open the door. Make it easy for your kids to talk. And if they don't want to talk, you talk. Don't lecture, but just let them know how you feel. Those kind of things work well. Also, I would start introducing them to different social stuff besides their phones and their internet. Maybe go get an ice cream once a week or twice a week or 5 days a week. You know what I'm saying? Do things with your kids.
Kerry,
get them back out there.
Forced conversation. When I say that, I mean like, so your son is sitting there across from you. Say, look, son, I want to talk about your day. Put the phone down.
Exactly. You know what's terrible? The restaurants are starting to open. I went to, with my wife, I went to Olive Gardens the other day. And it's just like it used to be, Joe.
If you want the name of a real Italian restaurant, I'll tell you later. But go ahead. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I know. But it was open, and I wanted soup and salad, so that's easy. But it's just like it used to be. I'm looking at tables, and there's a kid on the phone. There's moms checking Facebooks, and dads are in the zone of who knows where they're at. So, yeah, if you're with your children, take advantage of that time, man. Put your freaking phone down. Facebook can wait.
Converse.
You know, make it when you're sitting at a dinner table in a restaurant or at home. Phones down. Turn them off.
Yeah.
It's only a half an hour, at best, maybe an hour, if you're out to eat. Spend quality time with your family, man.
No, when we're sitting at the kitchen table, it's like, my kids are all grown and gone, but my grandchild, we've got a couple things going on at the house, and it's kind of like Sunday night. It's family night. We'll sit down and have dinner. Whether you like you're hearing or not, at least you're hearing something that's still going on in the family from, grandchild.
How in the world can you connect with your child or your husband or your wife if you're sitting at a dinner table on the phone? Checking your Facebook or your stocks or your Snapchat. How can you connect? What the message is, my phone and my Facebook and whatever it is I'm doing is more important than you. How about, hey, son or daughter, I love you, or husband or wife, and I love you so much that we're going to put our phones down and enjoy each other's company for the next 20 minutes. And look at the difference.
When we're done with this, we got to do another show around. Let's bring vaping back because I am watching these vaping places. I'm watching the kids go in and out again in big numbers.
That's crazy.
It's like people don't buy into the fact that it's just vapor, it's just liquid, it can't hurt them because you don't know what they're putting in that. And you can put almost anything in them.
Well, I don't know many kids that's just doing that liquid stuff.
Yeah, right. Sure. You know what I mean? If they tell you that, you're really going to say sure. Hey, how do people get a hold of you? Quick.
800-367-8336, or they can call me on my cell. I don't care. 661-713-3006.
If you need help, he's the man to go to. Joe Messina, your host. You stuck with me for the whole hour. Next hour, and I got a lot to unload on. We'll be back in a few.